Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Midlife Midsters podcast, your podcast for inspiration on being bold and saying yes to making the most of midlife. So we're doing a little something different today. It's just you and I, Leslie Ann, in studio.
Always fun talking to you, Marianne.
You too. You know, I thought we'd just jump in and actually talk about what's on our mind and what's on our mind lately. So we've spent some time together lately as well. So it'd be interesting. I think I have a little bit I want to talk about that. But before we get started, because I want to hear about what you have on your mind lately, when you walked in, the first thing I noticed are those earrings. Those are beautiful earrings.
Thank you. These are my kindness earrings.
What is that?
So I was asked a couple of years ago by a mutual friend of ours, Fernanda, to go and take photographs for a nonprofit that she was on the board of. And they were having in their annual fundraising event, and they needed somebody to do some photography. So I said I would go. And, you know, I donated my services because it was a nonprofit. And they had a raffle basket type collection, fundraising thing as part of it. And one of the raffle items was these earrings. And I bought some raffle tickets to support the event, and I put them in the basket for these earrings. And, you know, I never win anything. Like, that's just not, I don't win that way. I feel like I'm very lucky in other parts of my life, but not in random lottery drawings. And so when it came time for the lottery drawing, I was standing up in front, and there was a couple behind me, a young couple. And I happened to say to the woman standing next to me, oh, they're about to draw for the only thing I put tickets in for, which was these earrings. But watch, it won't be me because I never win anything. And sure enough, I had a series of tickets that went from, like, I'm just simplifying here, but like 00 to 009, right? And the winning ticket was like 0011.
Ah.
And I just looked at her and I said, see, that's what I mean. And the next thing I know, I feel somebody tapping me on the back and handing a ticket over my shoulder. And it was ticket 0011.
Was it that woman?
It was the man standing behind me.
And he heard you.
He said, I heard what you said. He said, my wife and I won an earlier item in the raffle drawing, and there's no point in being greedy. And you're being very nice being here tonight to take these photographs. And I heard you say that you never win anything. So tonight's your lucky night. Go get your earrings.
Aw, that was kind.
And I said to myself, from now on, I'm going to call these my kindness earrings, because that was the classic random act of kindness.
It really was. And they look fantastic. And more than that, it reminds you of the generosity of others.
Yes.
Like, which is really sweet.
Yeah. Every time I wear them, it puts a smile on my face.
Aw. Well, it did when you walked in. But I love all the colors.
Thanks.
That's a fun, yeah, that's a fun story as well. So what else is on your mind these days?
Oh, you know, you and I went to the Podcast Movement Conference.
We did in
August to learn more about podcasting. And wow, that was really a great experience. So many things came out of that.
True.
And, you know, the one thing that really stuck with me was a session on monetizing. And so, you know, I think that's every social media influencer's goal, is to make money off their social media exploits.
Right.
But what the man said, which really stuck with me, the guy that was leading the section said, look, it's great if you want to monetize your podcast, but the first and the most important thing is that you have to like what you're doing. If you're doing this just to make money, don't bother. Right. If you're doing this because you love what you're doing and making a little money to support what you're doing is your goal, that's fantastic.
He was talking to us.
He really was. He really, really was. And just to spin that out one step further, because that's the way my mind goes. Like, I find one thing and it goes to the next and next and next. I had a conversation recently with one of my daughter's friends. She had actually did not know that we were doing a podcast.
Ah, well, she's not in our age group.
She's not in our age group, but still, I told my daughter, tell all your friends so they could tell their mothers. Anyway, she and I were talking about it, and she had lots of ideas for things that she would do if she had a podcast or if she had like an Instagram page around solo travel. She travels a lot for work and then often finds herself alone for a week in a country that's unfamiliar to her with time on her hands when she's not working.
Interesting.
And she has come up with some ideas for how to fill that time. And I said to her, you absolutely have to do that. Like, you have to put that out there. People will really want to hear what you have to say. And she said, well, you know, I never thought of myself as a social media influencer. And that's when it struck me like a ton of bricks. You know, there are people out there that want to be influencers just so that they can get the popularity, the money, the attention.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what we're about.
No.
And it's not what she would really be about. It's influencing because you want to share something that you think might be useful to other people.
And you want to be inspired and inspire others, right? Neither exactly. of us are monetary driven.
No.
That's not at all.
It's all about the inspiration.
It is.
And so I came away from the conference. I came away from the conversation, like really sort of recommitted to this idea because I think this has been great. It's been so fun. I feel like people have liked what we've done. But more importantly, I've gotten a lot out of this.
It's the personal growth as well. And you've spoken about that. Actually, it might be on your mind now, but over the last year, you've spoken about the personal growth that's come from it. And I think that's very insightful. I think this has been insightful in general.
Yeah, it's been a great, it's certainly nothing I ever expected to be doing at this phase of my life. And as you know, I'm planning actively to retire in short order, and it can't come soon enough so I could spend more time doing this.
Right. Well, I want you to retire soon and do this because as you know, we are thinking about branching out. We do have a lot of listeners and people tune in, and we've done these seasons that are 12 episodes, but we're going to just continue to do it and do more. So not really season one, season two, season three. I've been thinking about that a lot as well and what we're going to do. We also want to do some travel. That's been on both of our minds. So is that what's been on your mind mostly is like developing this, retiring, diving into these inspirational things?
Yeah. And just it's re-energizing because retirement can be a sort of a downsizing, retracting period of life. Mm-hmm. But I just think for me, because of what we're doing, what we have in front of us and the plans we have and all the ideas. I mean, you know, for our listeners, we were like two kids in a candy shop. And we were at this conference, like pinging off each other, like, oh, wait, we should do this. We should do that. And, oh, my God, I have another idea. It was so fun.
Well, we had a lot of energy. You have a lot of energy anyway. I think I bring energy to it
as
well.
You have a lot of energy.
But who would have thought like 10 or 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that we would even be doing this? I don't know what I was thinking I was going to be doing. I knew I'd be doing something fun because I enjoy life and I want to get the most out of it. The things that have been, so this has been on my mind as well. The other thing that's been on my mind that I'm kind of wrestling with and trying to understand a little bit more, so maybe we can actually do some podcasts on this topic in the future. But we were up in Maine and we went to Monhegan and we went to Vinyl Haven. So we went to Monhegan with two other friends. There were four of us. And I didn't know much about Monhegan except that it didn't have TVs and it was not a lot of entertainment in the way that we would look at entertainment in the Western world. But it's hiking, photography, authors go there to write. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go by ferry. There's no cars. Everything's by foot, though you do get a pickup to pick up your luggage and take you to where you're staying. But there's not really, there's one inn there at the ferry. The rest, they haven't like built hotels or anything. There are these old homes that have been turned into bed and breakfast. And so the quiet and the silence of that island, which was very different than the next island, went to Vinyl Haven, which was definitely more in my comfort zone. It was so quiet that it was almost uncomfortable to me.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. I love going off with my camera and shooting. And usually I like shooting activity and energy and things. I'm not so much a landscaper photographer. I like lifestyle. I like finding joy in people's faces or action photos of people working and living in a certain culture. When I got to Monthegan, I thought I would come away with some incredible images. And I just looked at my images this weekend. I hadn't even looked at them really. And there were some of that. But what I found myself doing is setting my camera aside and just being in my head. I got up every morning, went to the water, and you could hear the water. It was beautiful. Foggy most mornings that we were there. And I sat in silence, and it brought me to tears. Like, I, not in a bad way. I don't meditate, except if I have my camera, I consider that. And we did an episode, I was talking about meditating when I run, and it's kind of chaos in my head, but I love to listen to music. But somehow that, it clears my head. I know it makes zero sense, but I don't think I make sense to most people anyway. And I don't journal. Everybody says journal, journal, journal. I try to journal. I'm actually reading right now Marcus Aurelius's journal, which is very stoic. I thought maybe I start there. Like, what's good in my day, you know, or yesterday, or in my thoughts? What do I want to change? Just very, like, three or four very simple questions. And I was speaking to somebody that I met at the podcast movement that talked about their journaling, and they're doing it. And this is a gentleman that's probably about 60 years old, and he's journaling and talked about how it's just opened up so much for him. I don't know why I'm this way. I don't like to be still. I don't like to think too deeply. I just like to live. Mm-hmm. But what's been on my mind lately is I am going to make a commitment to this. I haven't yet, and I've been telling myself I'm going to do it since I left Monhegan. So that's been a couple of weeks now. But I'm going to challenge myself to being able to sit like I did at Monhegan and write my thoughts down. I don't feel like I need to solve any puzzle. It's not that at all.
No, but it's taking a little piece of what you experienced there out into your daily regular life. And I think that's kind of beautiful. You know, a few years ago, my husband and I were in Maine also, different part of Maine near Moosehead Lake, Greenville. And we, I think I've told you the story, went out to on a moose expedition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this woman told us, she's like, I know where all the moose are. I know where all the moose are. And she picked us up early in the morning, and we went driving into this. There's a lot of land in Maine that belongs to forestry companies, but you can just wander on them. And she knew all the places to go. And so she's like, I was here yesterday. There were moose. We went, there were no moose. And then she said, well, there's this other place over here where there's a marsh and there'll be some moose. And we went over there and there were no moose. And then she said, well, there's this beautiful little pond. And so we drove far deep into the woods and took the canoe off her car and walked down this path with the canoe very quietly, got in the water and very quietly rowed, very quietly, trying not to break the water so that we wouldn't make noise. And she said, you know, if we just go further down this path, there will be some moose. And we got to the, you know, edge of this pond, and we went all the way around it, and there was not a single solitary moose. And when we got back in the car, she was so apologetic. You know, I'm really sorry. I have literally never had a moose outing where we didn't see a moose. This is a first for me.
Did you believe her?
No. I think that's, what would you say?
Right. The same.
The same thing. But the thing that really struck me is my husband said to her, it doesn't matter, because that was the most beautiful morning ever.
Aww.
And driving home, we talked about how that quiet stillness of that pond and, you know, rowing so gently that you don't really break the water and don't make any noise was such an incredibly deep, peaceful moment that we would take that with us and remember it whenever we needed a moment of quiet. And I think Monhegan kind of gave that to you.
It did.
It was a moment of quiet for somebody who's always very active. It has a million things going on, and you're like the best caregiver for your friends.
Oh, thanks.
You know, always looking out for people. And that was a moment just for you.
It's true. That's a good way of putting it as well. I don't know why I was uncomfortable with it, but then I came back wanting to journal and kind of be in those moments again in a different way. And I like being by myself at times. You know, I also like people. I get my energy from people. You know, a lot of what I thought about, what was on my mind too, and we've spoken about this, I think at our age, we think about it a lot too, is relationships and friendships. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I have strong relationships with my children and my family. And, you know, I have sisters and a brother that are friends, as well as relationships, but I sat thinking about friendships, how important they were to me. I know people that have like a lot of friends and they're always saying, I have some, you know, whatever about their friends. I love this person. I like that person, you know, all of that. I have friends as well, but I like a smaller group of friends and I want to go deeper with my friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Like to matter even more. And I think the more you get to know somebody in a friendship way, there's just this bond, almost like sisterhood or like a sister brotherhood, that just touches your heart and takes up quality space that I want to investigate more and do more.
It's nourishing.
It's nourishing.
Yeah.
It's so important. It feeds your soul. I don't need to know 100 people. Mm. I want to know 20.
But know them well.
But know them well.
And know yourself well.
I think friendships bring out the best in you if you have a good friend and you actually get to know yourself more and they bring out the best in you. And I found that more and more in the last 3 or 4 years, the partnerships that I've decided to spend time nurturing, I like that word that you used, are the ones that are giving the most to me. You're one of those people.
Same for you.
Definitely one of those people. And you bring out things in me that I know are there, but you spotlight it or you nurture it or help me nurture it to where I'm a better person for myself and for others. That's been on my mind.
That's beautiful.
I don't know, but it's what's on my mind.
I had a different take from Monhegan, but I think also an interesting one. I just kind of stood there and thought, like, this is the most unlikely place that I would have ever thought to find myself. I mean, I like Maine, but I'm not from Maine. I've spent so much time in Maine, mostly with you in the past few years. And I've come to really love it. But even that, like Monhegan is like its own little mm-hmm. island that you have to make an effort to get to. It's not just drive down the road
right.
to Monhegan. And I thought, this is just like, it's not a place I would have imagined myself coming to. And then I thought of all the unlikely places that I have ended up going to in the last maybe dozen years of my life since I took up photography in order to go get an image, and because it forces me to go look for different things. And what a gift that is.
It is.
You know, life gives us so many gifts. Sometimes you don't really stop and reflect on how valuable they are.
Right.
And I was sitting there in Monhegan thinking, this is really valuable. This is something that's changing my perspective.
I hope people, listeners and people in general, and I tell my family this as well, find something that takes you, find a passion that takes you to places. And we've talked about this. The camera has changed my lens in general. I look at life so differently since I've picked up a camera, and seeing things through that lens has opened up my own lens. And I think that there's a lot of ways people can do that as well. But mm-hmm. photography's definitely done that for you and I. I have 2 adult children, and it's really interesting, our adult conversations. My youngest child has taken a real interest in giving back and doing charitable work. I'm really proud of him. I would expect that from my oldest, and he does it. My youngest has done that, and he is teaching me things that he's taking away from that and how it's changing his lens. Because I've done that too. We both do a lot of community work, do as much as we can anyway, and I think most people in life do that. But to hear a young adult do it at such a young age, I was just so impressed. I've thought a lot about that the last few days. His newest adventure that he's going to do, and I call it an adventure, even though it is giving back to the community. He's gotten involved in a charity that my sister is involved in called Table of Grace in Central Texas. And so he has been assigned about 12 children to take out Halloween trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's so fun.
He's picked another friend to do that with him. And my sister was telling him, and I was telling him, you know, it's a lot. You need to think about it. Just think of you at age 8 or at age 5. 12 of you hyped up on sugar. You kind of need a plan. Yeah. So I've been thinking about like the things that I do, the things that we do. And I do think it matters not just for us and filling our soul, but it's also other people around us watching. And so being mindful of the decisions and the way we spend our time, because we have children that actually are modeling some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about, so that's been on my mind a lot. I'm sorry, that is the topic of our conversation today. I probably overused that phrase. But anyway, I know you do that in general as well. But I do it for me. This is probably one of the first things that I've seen that I've done intentionally that I'm actually seeing the trickle effect from that.
Because your son has picked
because
up
my
on
son
it.
Has picked up
yeah.
on it. And so now I'm thinking of other opportunities that I can do things for myself that maybe will somehow have an effect on the other people around me, including my children.
And to go kind of back to where I started with the random act of kindness,
mm-hmm.
that's the beauty of random acts of kindness, right? Because you do... Someone does a random act of kindness for you and it opens your eyes to what kindness feels like.
Right.
And what a good it is in the world. And then you share that with someone else and they share it with someone else. I mean, it really is true if we could only all open up to that.
Right.
There's a coda, if you will, to the random act of kindness story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
So I said I was asked to do the photographs. The following year, which was last year, I was asked to go back and do the photographs again. And so I went, and by now, like, I'd been there, I kind of knew some of the people, and it was really actually really fun. I just wanted to go to the event. But I wore these earrings.
Oh, you
and
did?
And every time people said something to me about the earrings, because they're kind of noticeable.
Yes.
I would tell my random act of kindness story.
Aww.
And so at one point during the night, I was getting ready to leave, and it was actually kind of late, and I hadn't really had that much to eat. So I was really kind of tired, and I had put my camera away, taken the lens off. Put the camera in the bag, and I was just about to leave when a gentleman came up and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Would you take a photograph of my wife and I with our baby?" They had a little infant. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I will. So I took my bag out, took the camera out, put the lens back on, got them in the right light, and I took the picture. And they both smiled beautifully in the picture. And then he said, "Thank you so much. And by the way, I love your earrings." And I said, "Oh, I'm so glad you noticed. I call these my kindness earrings." And I told him
the story.
Only I only got through the very beginning of it, because as I looked at him and was telling him the story and saw him smiling, I realized he was the gentleman who had given me the ticket.
No.
The year before.
Oh my gosh.
And I
the thought, universe.
The universe is beautiful, right? Because mm-hmm. honestly, were it not for that event and the associations I had with that event because of the earrings, probably if someone had said to me, "Can you take a photograph of me and my wife and my baby," when I had already packed everything up and was halfway out the door, I would have said no. I would have said no. I would have said I'm ready to go home. But I felt like I need to say yes. And I'm glad I did.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to wrap up. So kindness as well. So kindness is important.
Kindness, stillness, friendship.
Yeah, those are great places
all important things
to wrap up. Thank you for the conversation.
You too.